brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Bruce Fine joining us for about 20 minutes in the next segment. Ron Paul's chief legal analyst on the campaign, constitutional lawyer, author, to get into the NADD, which is the Enabling Act. It is the martial law provision. It is everything we've warned you of and more, and it signals they're getting ready to really drop the hammer here in the near future. Near future is a year, 2 years, 3 years, next month, next week. You don't know, but this, people keep saying, you've been talking about this for 16 years. It's coming true, but when's it really going to happen? They know to move slowly, but when you get down to the end, it can't move slow anymore. It's fast, and time's compressing. I'm going to continue with your calls. I'm going to get into the Iran news. I've already mentioned it in the first hour, but the real meat and potatoes on that and more, the spy drone shot down, Iran threatening war, all of it. Things are certainly escalating into big-time high gear right now. But right now, let's go back to your calls, and I'll continue with calls. Let's talk to Ezekiel, who's a Marine in Kentucky. Ezekiel, thank you, then Corey and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ezekiel.
Yes, I'm a Marine and a former high school health teacher, and I was a health teacher in one of the roughest high schools in Kentucky, and it's the younger generation who needs to be woken up the most. I mean, these kids truly are the children of Babylon. I tried to teach them about GMOs and organic agriculture, self-sufficiency, self-reliance, and they laughed and scoffed at me, and they have no concept of freedom or liberty. All they know is materialism, garbage pop culture, mindless video games, and chemical abuse. This cohort is who needs woken up the most. They enlist because they want to live out the fantasies that they've first manifested on their Xbox 360.
You're right, and they like to beat up old people. That's a big phenomenon. Just we have degenerated, and heaven help us with this next year. I mean, it's really bad. You're right. So as a Marine, what's your view on this announcement that basically the Constitution was flushed down the toilet?
It looks like the nail in the coffin to me.
If they're able to implement it.
Right. I really love to talk. I've got so much I'd love to talk to you about because I've been inside four facets of the system. I've been inside the military-industrial complex. I've been inside the educational system. I've been inside the prison-industrial complex. And I've been inside what I call the esoteric-industrial complex. And I've seen some stuff that's invisible to a lot of people, but There's one point.
Okay, well, you got the floor for 2 minutes. Hit it. Go.
Okay, well, actually, I want to make one point. I want to call out the Tea Party and OWS. These movements need to stand up and reject the two-party dictatorship because I went to a Tea Party rally, and I've also been to OWS, and I got frustrated. The Tea Party needs to reject the Republicans. OWS needs to reject the Democrats. I would love to see Ron Paul team up with somebody like Kucinich to show that people who love freedom, whether they are progressive or conservative libertarians, can abandon squabbles of theoretical ideology and unite against the machine. We need a coalition to rise up in 2012. You can't dismiss such a united coalition as a waste voting spoiler.
Well said. Give us 30 seconds on the military-industrial complex, and then tell us about the esoteric.
There's one other point I want to get to. I'm sorry, it's kind of digressed. I just would like you to make a distinction because I think sometimes you kind of alienate people who misinterpret what you say about collectivism. There's state collectivism and there's libertarian collectivism. And an Amish community or a Buddhist or a Catholic monastery.
No. If people get together and decide to collectivize, that works really good if it's small and works really well. Small is beautiful. There's a book on that. It's command and control collectivism is the plague.
Right, and an eco village or the family or mutual aid and charity—that's real collectivism.
Well, no, the globalists always counterfeit what's normal. That's why people get into collectivism. Exactly. No, I hear you. You're absolutely right. That's very sophisticated. All we're trying to do is explain when government comes at you or big corporations with collectivism, run the other way. I mean, I don't want to go live in the big plastic city of the zeitgeist people with some computer telling me what to do. It's programmed by some communist occultist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you. I was late getting back in the studio, running around out there getting some more articles together. The next 25 minutes or so, we are joined by constitutional law expert Bruce Fine. Then I'm going to go back to your calls and into the Iran situation, threatening to block off the Strait of Hormuz, the admitted Western military attacks inside the country. We told you months ago that's what was happening. Now it's admitted. Was really going on years ago, but now it's accelerated. We'll also get into what's happening with the economy. But Bruce Fine joins us. He's a lawyer who specializes in constitutional international law. And, of course, he's written articles for Slate, New York Times, Legal Times, The Washington Times. He's an expert on civil liberties. He's involved with the American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Foundation, both conservative think tanks, as an analyst and commentator. And, of course, he's also an author. He is Ron Paul's chief legal advisor on the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And AmericanFreedomAgenda.org is one of his sites. And he joins us now to talk about the State of the Union. Going back when he was on with us, 4 or 5 months ago, we talked about Obama launching military operations and saying he didn't need Congress to do that, that he, quote, did it for the credibility of the UN. I mean, what a slap in the face. What treason that he became the head of the Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9, flaunting it. The news even admitted that. Now we enter a new phase, and Obama says he'll veto the sections of the National Defense Authorization Act where the military can arrest U.S. citizens. The whole world's a declaration of war against the world, kill anybody anywhere, including NORTHCOM here in the U.S. So all of that's in there. But Obama came out and said, I may not sign it because I'm the president and I have that authority to kill citizens outside of law or courts or anything anywhere in the world. So I don't need Congress. So the media tried to spin it as, oh, Obama's for the Bill of Rights, Constitution. No, the press release his lawyers put out last week, we covered it here, said something entirely different. We'll get Bruce Fine's breakdown on this and get his take on the Ron Paul campaign. Bruce, thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Wow, things are really accelerating. Were you shocked by this legislation? And give us your expert take on it and where this takes us.
Yes, and I want to, let's take it from how we interpret the president's, you know, threat to veto. This is before the legislation was passed by the Congress. The president claimed, as you indicated, authority unilaterally to assassinate any American anywhere in the world on his say-so alone based upon secret facts, secret laws saying so-and-so is an imminent danger to the security of the United States. You don't have to be on a battlefield. You don't have to be involved in hostilities. You don't even have to be accused of a crime because Mr. Al-Awlaki had never been indicted. He had never been subject to any even formal arrest warrant, anything like that. Neither was his 16-year-old kid who was vaporized a few days later. I mean, this is a power that would have made King George III jealous, and we overthrew King George III. This is a power that every tyrant would crave and celebrate. I can kill any of my citizens anytime I want based upon secret facts and secret law, and on imminent danger. I mean, he'd been on the list, Al-Awlaki, for over a year, and imminent danger. I mean, imminent means it's going to happen immediately. It shows the Orwellian use of language by the Obama administration. That's before. He also claimed the absolute authority to decide on his own whether if he did capture an American citizen or a non-citizen in the United States based upon some suspicion that he said there shows involvement in international terrorism, he could decide on his whim. I'll try you in a civilian court and prosecute you, or I'll try you in a military court, military commissions, and prosecute you. I can just flip one way or the other, and you can't constrain me. That was before the legislation. So what he objected to in the legislation wasn't the idea that no president should have this omnipotent authority. He was furious that Congress thought it had any say to try to constrain him in any way, because Congress was trying to limit his ability to flip detainees from the military system to civilian system. So he wasn't defending civil liberty. He was destroying the last vestige of checks and balances and separation of powers by saying, Congress, you have no authority to try to limit me in any way I want whenever I claim I'm fighting a war. I am the law. You know, it's like Louis XIV, the state, c'est moi. It's me. And so the press, instead of understanding that, thinks now he's become an ACLU civil libertarian by vetoing the legislation.
Incredible. That's what's so amazing. He's saying, no, because you're trying to follow the Constitution, even though this is unconstitutional, yeah. The way you're trying to pass it's constitutional.
Right.
I'm not going. And his lawyers said that, yeah. And the media went along with this. Bruce, do you think it's because they are ignorant or because they want to protect him?
Well, I think it's a combination. Several of them think, I think, truly are just totally ignorant. But others, clearly, they want to. They do not like Congress, this is a way in which they can try to paint Congress, the do-nothing Congress, whatever. That's in part here, it's not do-nothing Congress. They do not like the Tea Party conservative slant in the Congress, although this is the opposite of that. And so this is just another chance to slam the Congress of the United States, certainly when they see something that isn't that slights Obama. But a lot of it is just lavishness to the president. And I think also it's unfortunate that it's not limited to Obama. I think the press in general has become cheerleaders for kings and queens, for omnipotence in the executive branch, and assailing any suggestion that self-government ought to have any sway, because after all, these platonic guardians in the White House and the Oval Office should tell us how to live. You know, whether we should have spinach or broccoli and rules and regulations that Congress never touches yet have enormous consequences for the economy. It is a very, very arrogant, condescending attitude of government, the precise attitude that provoked the American Revolution in 1776. I mean, the Founding Fathers, if they saw this piece of legislation and the president asserting that power, they would have impeached the president in less than 24 hours.
Bruce, obviously the system knows that the derivatives, the too big to fails, the crony capitalism is coming down, and we're seeing an acceleration of agendas that you and I and Ron Paul and many others had warned about and been laughed at. Now people aren't laughing. I mean, does it have to get really bad before it gets better? Where do you expect this to go? I mean, do you expect them to be able to implement stuff like this? I mean, this does tell us a lot about the makeup of our government that they're attempting things like this.
Well, it does. And it also is the most dangerous element here is what's become maybe a subtext of our national discourse, a risk-free society. Anything that anybody says will make us safer is okay. The rack and screw, if it results in vandalizing due process, detaining people without accusation or charge, anything you just yell, it makes us possibly safer, even though it doesn't. You know, they get away with it. And that's just the opposite of what the Constitution is about. The default position that the Founding Fathers wanted, that was revolutionary at the time, was that individual liberty is the default. The government can't do anything unless it gives a really strong reason about why they should interfere with your physical and mental liberty and freedom. It doesn't mean an insurmountable hurdle, but that's the default position is liberty. Now, no, just make the government bigger, 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 TSA, more screening, whatever, anything goes that will arguably make us safer. You know, you got to have some risk in life. It takes risk when you get out of bed, you know? Somebody could come up and drive a car when you're on the sidewalk.
Well, Bruce, as you know, historically, I'd like you to speak to this briefly. Tyrants always say it's for your own good, and historically, the greatest danger outside of natural death, the most unnatural death that we've seen, has been death by government or enslavement or impoverishment by government. I mean, this is the most dangerous thing. As George Washington said, like fire, government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
That's exactly right. And that's why, and it's not to say that individuals can't perpetrate evil. They can. But in magnitudes of danger, the government is capable of vastly more wretchedness, destruction of liberty, death than any private individual or group of individuals. And that's why the government is the one where the greatest scrutiny has to be put upon. And it was James Madison, just think about this, this is over 200 years ago, he pointed out and he warned. He said, the instruments of repression that are used initially to fight a foreign danger are invariably used by tyrants to destroy liberty at home. This is the greatest prescience that had ever been uttered by an American statesman. He knew exactly what's going to happen. So first, okay, we're just going to use these special procedures in Afghanistan and then Iraq, then Yemen, then Somalia. And now they're on American soil. And what I fear, Alex, is that if there's anything like another 9/11, or even somebody who stands up and says, all right, Iran's got nuclear weapons, you know, a president's going to declare martial law. You know, the liberty's going to be over. Okay, we have military commissions, and I'll restore the Constitution when I think it's safe. And I'm fearful right now we have an American culture that's so effete in its defense of individual liberty and so willing to accept vassalage to some big brother government who yells safety that the president would get away with it.
Well, Bruce,
on the street, you know.
As you know, that's the entire architecture. I'm going to skip this network break here, so station shouldn't cover this up. It's a network break. I'm going to skip it. We only got you at the bottom of the hour, and this is so important. Constitutional law expert, congressional expert, Ron Paul's main advisor on legal issues, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine. He's also an author. Bruce, let's shift gear in the same area, but shifting gears, look at Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich has been attacking Ron Paul, calling him a joke. Donald Trump's been calling him a joke. When Donald Trump is a joke by any yardstick, Mr. Eminent Domain, Mr. Democratic Party contributor who claims he's a Republican, clearly a ringer. But Newt Gingrich has now been endorsed by the former Federal Reserve head of Kansas City, Herman Cain. And Newt Gingrich, who is for indefinite detention, torture, all of this, who's for carbon taxes, who's for all these different globalist things, He is now the front runner. Ron Paul's admitted number two now in Iowa and other states. What's your view on Newt Gingrich and what's wrong with mainline Republicans, or do you think these polls are a fraud? How could any conservative with half a brain like Newt Gingrich?
I don't know. This guy is the epitome of inside the Beltway cynicism. He say one thing one day, the other the next day. He exploits all the political chicanery known to mankind. A historian for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, $40-50 million that he's that he gets out of for lobbying Congress on his health care issue. He's an egomaniac. He cheats on his wife. He claims that he's great for frugality, and he has a Tiffany's bank account of $500,000. He manipulates and utilizes nonprofit organizations to benefit his political campaign, his profit-making organizations for free. I mean, and he spouts anything under the sun, no matter how glib yet absurd they are. I mean, his statement, for example, the president should flout decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court if they think they're wrong, you know? Wow, that's really something. This is somebody who is talking about Ron Paul as being a joke. This guy's been destroyed. The greatest conception of all constitutions in the history of the world, judicial review, in 1787. And not the whim of Newt Gingrich. No, the president just said, the heck with the Supreme Court. And you see how absurd that is, because he's at the same time saying, oh, if the Supreme Court declares the health care bill unconstitutional, then it should fall. At the same time, he's basically saying, well, Obama could just ignore it and implement his health care anyway. I mean, the guy is a total intellectual jumble of contradictions and cynicism. And I believe that the only reason that explains his rise is that he's not Mitt Romney. And Mitt is so statuesque. He's so off-putting as a candidate. They're sort of scrambling, the Republicans are, for somebody else. And Newt is the candidate for that particular time. But I believe as more of these warts in Newt become more known and prominent, he will fall like a shooting star and a comet out of the sky and be destroyed, because his character is so flawed that it simply cannot withstand a sustained public scrutiny.
Well, Bruce Fine is on fire. Amazing analysis, absolutely on target. Looking at Newt Gingrich, it's like shark teeth. All these different politicians come forward, the public learns about them, they fall away. We've seen it with Perry, with Romney, with Newt,
with Bachman,
with all of them. Only Ron Paul has stayed number one, number two, or number three in every straw poll, every scientific poll. He now is, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Ron Paul supporter, I'm always a realist, he really is the front runner in all the big polls. He beats Obama handily. I mean, he is the man. He should be our next president. He's been dead on about why we're in so much trouble. He's the only candidate that will actually address it. And if we don't elect Ron Paul, if the power structure doesn't elect Ron Paul, I mean, as corrupt as the power structure is, they can't just keep robbing and stealing. They're going to kill the golden goose. Yeah. Your take on that?
Yeah, I think that's right. But the history of empires is the history of self-ruination. But I certainly agree with your assessment of Ron Paul. And this is what I can say with 100% firsthand certainty. He is the only candidate who's not running for self-aggrandizement. He's the only candidate who's not driven by egomania. He's the only candidate that we know when he's in the Oval Office and he makes a decision, it will be made based upon what he thinks are best for the nation and those yet to be born. It won't be based upon the next day's polls or political maneuvering or footprints in the sand of time or anything like that. And that's enormously important, because there are going to be issues that we can't contemplate or only can be dimly perceived right now that will emerge in the next 4 years. And we need to have confidence in the character of the man, that no matter what, that his big focus and his only North Star will be what's good for the country. It's not my particular ego that's at stake. It's not like, well, I'm too much bothered in trying to run the world to worry about the local economy because I'm worrying about Tibet or Nepal or Yemen or something like that. He wants to defend the United States, safety and the economy, but in the United States. And that's why I think he should be a hands-down pick. And remember, this idea that Ron Paul, you know, he doesn't have a foreign policy this week is absurd. If there's one person who's the most hawkish on defending Americans, as opposed to defending Afghans or defending Iraqis or Yemenis, it is Ron Paul, because he wants our defense resources devoted to protecting us,
And he was
not
also in the Air Force.
The world,
let me
everybody under the sun.
Let me expand on that. Netanyahu kicked out the last head of Mossad because he didn't want to strike Iran. And the former head of Mossad was in Haaretz the other day saying it'll be a catastrophe if they strike him right now. Iran's already threatened to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. They've shot down a drone. All of this is accelerating. But Obama wants the political distraction. Netanyahu may want it. And then Ron Paul got banned from this latest debate. And the group said, well, because you're not realistic on Iran, when I've seen polls of the majority of Israelis don't want to do this. And I know you're advising him on legal things in the Constitution. But where is a preemptive strike with the U.S. backing it in the Constitution on Iran? And then when you actually look at what Ron Paul actually says, it's the researched view of the big think tanks, of the CIA. Ron Paul's the only one actually living in reality geopolitically.
That is absolutely right. There's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes preemptive war, Don Rumsfeld called them anticipatory self-defense. A defense means you defend yourself against an attack. Not that you initiate an attack, you defend against an attack. And that's what the Constitution says in the preamble or otherwise. And moreover, Ron Paul's position is the sensible position. And let's scope out what the other side says. First, they say, well, Iran is so crazy. Even if you attempt to deter them by promising nuclear incineration if they attack us, they crave self-destruction. Well, that's insane. What did the Iranians do? Even with the Ayatollahs and the mullahs, they negotiated the release of our hostages finally from Tehran. They brought a conclusion to the Iraqi-Iran war brought by Saddam Hussein. Remember, we shot down an airliner, a civilian airliner, the USS Vincennes over the Persian Gulf. We killed over 200. They negotiated that, so we paid them money. They didn't go to war. They're like any other country. You know, the idea that somehow Iran displays more, you know, irrationality than North Korea and we can't deter them with our nuclear arms is ridiculous. Moreover, let's understand, why does Iran cling to nuclear arms? Largely because we have had a policy championed and initiated by Newt Gingrich of overthrowing the government by force and violence. They remember our overthrow of Mossadegh, the only democratically elected official in this, in the last centuries in Iran. We overthrew him to get the Shah of Iran.
Bruce, it's worse than that, as you know. It's now admitted that since Bush 5 years ago and currently, England, Israel, and the U.S. have been running covert operations. Here's France 24. U.S.-Israel covert war against Iran suspected. It's not suspected when giant bases are blowing up.
Yeah, and scientists are assassinated. Yeah, you're exactly right. We know that. So, when a country is confronting an adversary who says we're going to overthrow your regime, they're ordinarily likely to look at self-defense, and they see what happened to Gaddafi in Libya. Gaddafi wasn't attacking the United States. We just got up and said, let's throw that guy out. So we are creating the environment that creates the incentive for them to
let me ask you this question.
And this is one point I'd like to make, Alice, just to finish this out. The only issue in which all Iranians agree, including those who despise the mullahs, is they want and need a nuclear armament now because of the United States. We are unifying the Iranians. And the fact is, other countries, when they have reached a level of security, have abandoned nuclear weapons. It's not like once you get them, you never give them up. South Africa had them at one time. They got a bit rid of them. Belarus had them. They got rid of them. Kazakhstan got rid of them. Ukraine had them at one time. Got rid of them. So listen, I don't champion proliferation. But the fact is, if you have a regime that's not threatened, you could probably develop the internal consensus to get rid of them, because basically, they're useless in ordinary war. All the nuclear weapons we had didn't win in Vietnam. All the nuclear weapons that Israel had nothing to do with the Yom Kippur War. And so we have the ability, by not threatening to overthrow regimes, to create a climate where they won't have any incentive to create.
Bruce, I thought we only had you for 20, but I've learned the producer we have about 10 more in the next segment, so now I'll have time to get to my questions. But we're about to go to break. I want to pose the questions to you now, and we'll come back. What, then, is the real strategy of the Fortune 100 and the big mega banks manipulating our government, Israel and Europe? England, what do they want out of this destabilization? Why would they want to put the Muslim Brotherhood in all over the Middle East? Why would they want to put Al-Qaeda in Libya when Gaddafi had been playing ball for 7 years and taking total, Western investment? Why? Why do they want so much destabilization? Why don't they want to just be friends with everybody like Ron Paul has said? Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, Ron Paul advisor, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, he's got his new book out, and it is powerful. American Empire Before the Fall, available at Amazon and other bookstores everywhere. Barnes & Noble, Bruce Fine's new book, American Empire Before the Fall, and a large portion of the proceeds goes to the Campaign for Liberty. And see, these global interests, they're just working the levers of the American Empire that we paid for. We don't get anything. It'd be one thing if it was like the British Empire 200 years ago, where if you were an Englishman and served it, sometimes you could actually get something out of serving the empire. On average here, this is not the case. And I'm not endorsing an evil empire where you actually get some of the loot. I'm just saying in this one, you pay for it in blood, treasure, your name. America now is this example worldwide where dictators and thugs and oligarchs endorse their torture, their secret arrest off of what we're doing. The Egyptian police have named themselves Homeland Security when they rubber bullet people and arrest them now and torture them. I mean, this is an amazing transformation we've seen. Bruce Fine's our guest. So Bruce, you heard my question. What is the thinking of the global elite? Because they're debasing Europe, they're debasing America, they're debasing England, they're debasing Israel, they're debasing Australia. They're wrecking all of their own power sectors, whereas in the past we had some, corrupt leaders sometimes, but they still understood the basic idea of not wrecking your own command base. So I guess we're seeing the Nero or Caligula type hubris, the insanity. What's your view on why they're doing this and what the end game is? Why put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya?
Well, I think that there are two driving motivations here, one for politicians and one for the what you call the military terrorism complex. But I think, Alex, we need to understand that empires are not smart, that even if they think what they're doing is good for them in the long run, they destroy themselves. That is, they can be very, very stupid and foolish. Indeed, that's what caused Mr. Gibbon to sit at the corner of the dilapidated Roman Colosseum and to ask why was it dilapidated after it had such a brilliant, you know, obelisk status and iconic status for so many centuries. So we can't believe that just because they're doing it, there's any wisdom behind it. But now we can get to the short-term motives. I think that politically the reason for this drive for empire and intervention and meddling everywhere is this kind of thrill. It's sort of an animalistic thrill of domination for the sake of domination. It was captured in Julius Caesar. You know, I came, I saw, I conquered. And so, you know, presidents get in and they say, well, gee, you know, I don't want to worry about minimum wage. I want to conquer the world. That's what the presidency is about. You know, Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell, what the hell is it? Have the greatest army and navy and air force and marines in the world and not use them. You know, we got to use them. And there is this sense of, okay, this is my identity of just acting like a bully on the playground. It gives them thrill if you're an adolescent. And that's why it's not just in the places you talk to, Afghanistan, Iraq. I mean, nothing happens in the world. You know, Burundi, we want to interfere in Burundi or the Central African Republic or Nepal, anything. We have a foreign policy position on it. So, you know, we're interested in what happens in mankind, but, you know, we just need to be worried about America making it as perfect as we can. And our example can have influence, but otherwise other people got to take care of themselves. But this idea of meddling everywhere, wanting to play all roles, it reminds me of Nicholas Bottom in A Midsummer Night's Dream, where he wants to play all the parts in the play, you know? That's what we, and sort of a sense of grandeur by doing that. And then the military terrorism complex, it does it because of the money. I mean, just staggering sums out there. How many of the audience know that this very day we are spending $350 million in Afghanistan alone? In Afghanistan alone.
Well, look at the billions. Look at the billions for the naked body scanners.
Yeah.
And the insider trading right there of Chertoff putting the order in and then going to the company to actually profit from what he did. And then Congress gets caught insider trading and says we're just allowed to do this. It's staggering how they flaunt it in our face. So let me ask you this question then. Looking, you know, historically out there, you mentioned the megalomania, the arrogance of Newt Gingrich. Studying these politicians, they really enjoy going to the parties, getting the awards. A normal person just wants to sit at home and read a book by the fire.
Right.
And so that's why we're kind of blind to them. And I agree with you. Ron Paul's the only person who truly is dedicated, has a grasp on history. The rest are a bunch of fawning sycophants that have sold out 1,000 times 1,000, and that's why they're where they're at. How do we beat these people? We do see liberty rising. Freedom is popular. How do you see these two opposing forces coming together? What's your prognosis on the future?
I don't think the future is determinate. You know, in some sense, Bill Emerson was right. History is biography. History, what's you, me, and what our audience does. And you know, we basically are at the bottom of Mount Everest in this progress to try to recapture liberty as the center of our constitutional universe with Ron Paul. Certainly, I believe there's optimism because Ron Paul's ideas, although they're still attempted to be shunned by much of the media, is got into the mainstream, at least with regard to the absurd billions, trillions lent by the Federal Reserve. And some people are more hesitant about these endless wars. But they're not the majority, at least at present. So, but you don't need a majority necessarily to prevail. It's the intensity factor, Alex. Andrew Jackson once said a majority is one man or woman with courage. And what we need to have that resolution that we're going to go out, we're going to argue, we're going to write, we're going to vote, we're going to protest. We may lose, but we're not going to give up. And it may well be that Ron doesn't win this time around, although I have a healthy optimism that he's going to win Iowa because of the dedication of his people. But The critical thing to understand is politics never has an end point. There's never going to be one victory where you get across the touchdown line and then you can slacken off, because human nature is inevitably going to gravitate towards the lowest common denominator. It needs thrill. It needs leadership. It needs the influence of example by the like of Ron Paul and George Washington. So this is, we've got to understand that our quest is never ending. Every generation is going to have to win it for itself and keep it for itself, because the natural course of mankind is tyranny, whether it's tyranny by one or tyranny by the majority. It takes a very, very educated and committed, I know, a kind of society to celebrate liberty and take some risks. And that is what we have to recognize we're about. Not just our generation. We have to pass on to our successors this intensity factor, this commitment to know it's never going to end at the end of a particular election. And whether we win or lose, it is the ideas, and this is what Ron knows more than anyone else, certainly of all of his rivals, the ideas that is going to lead us as to how we spend our time each day, protecting liberty, shunning big brother government, and craving the kind of independence that gives us a self-fulfillment and pride of being a human being that has response to the adult commands of virtue, wisdom, and magnanimity.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's Bruce Fine without a teleprompter, Ron Paul without a teleprompter, Alex Jones without one. We have researched. We are passionate about freedom. We don't need teleprompters. And so many people are sold on the idea that being involved is boring or a chore. But I'm here to tell you, 17 years into the fight, ladies and gentlemen, or more now, that as Thomas Jefferson said, it is the animating contest of liberty. It is animating. It is exciting to be informed. It's exciting to study history and politics and law. And as you learn more, it starts connecting, and you learn more and more, and you realize how much you don't know. And then you accelerate your learning, and then you become humble in time and space. You realize it's about the human species. It's about the journey. It's about empowerment. It's about destiny. And then you look at those who don't even want to know about history, or those who don't admire humanity's great deeds, then you feel sorry for them. And I think in the final equation, that's the crossroads we're at right now. Bruce, final comments on that, and then tell us about your new book.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I've been in Washington 43 years. The greatest thrills are not winning lawsuits. It's being out there and arguing for the highest principles that animated our founding fathers, and doing justice to those who have sacrificed so much before, so that we can live free and to have freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of inquiry. And that's just got to burn in you, and it never goes away. It's not like you get to a stage of retirement where you no longer are involved with fighting for liberty. The great thing about the quest is that it never ends. Right up to your last dying breath, it'll still be stimulating you, giving you that kind of adrenaline to keep you active and participatory every day of your whole life.
And it's that instinct that we owe all civilization and creativity and everything good. It has all flowed from that instinct for liberty and freedom, that drive.
Yeah. The very first person who stood up and said slavery and subservience is bad. We all owe a great homage to that individual, even if it didn't succeed on that particular day. And you're right, it's the torch of civilization that we're trying to keep alive here. Now, with regard to, you know, my last book was American Empire Before the Fall. I think it expands upon all the ideas that we've discussed today, Alex. I am involved in another book. It's going to compare the motivations of the human species compared to the lower species, and to try to compare and contrast and suggest, is it clear which is the superior animal, you know, and where we've got to restore, you know, the ultimate, the values that have been the guiding light.
That's right. The globalists always want to tell us that we're not special, because they know we are. We can direct our own development. Give us 60 seconds on your view on that.
No, absolutely. We can. And this is what I'm suggesting. We have minds. We have brains. And the brains are to try to extract what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature by imitation, by leadership, by character. So that and recognizing and living really for the ages. Not necessarily physically, but so our character will speak to someone born 1,000 years from now.
Yes!
Because they will struggle for those same reasons. Why are we here between ashes to ashes and dust to dust? what is virtue or not, and in that sense, our lives are eternal. That's what we have to strive for.
Well, that's how you live on, is by transmitting that information. And it's not arrogance that you want your ideas and information to be passed on. You're passing the baton as well from those that came before you. It is love of the species. It's a love letter to the future. It is truly how we live forever, not just through our progeny, but through our ideas. And more, this great foundational truth, Bruce, is being echoed by people. It's not until tyranny comes in like a flood, to quote the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it, and you and Ron Paul or others, and just briefly getting back to Ron Paul before we let you go, look at how 4 years ago he ran. He's probably gotten 5, 6, 7 times the attention, the energy this time.
Yeah.
Then when he didn't win, the establishment said, oh, look, all that wasted. No, he had built a platform. Now look how far he's getting. And he may not this time. He actually may. But it may be Rand or somebody else down the road. It's that focal point. Look at how 20 years ago he couldn't get one co-sponsor, or 16 years ago when he first got back in Congress, 17 years ago, he couldn't get one co-sponsor. Now he passed audit the Fed in the House, and he didn't win this time. But resistance is victory. The system is scared. We've got moles inside Bilderberg, Bruce, and they are scared of Ron Paul. Why? Because it's now the hottest thing on campus. It's not mainline Republicanism or communism. It's now liberty. They're scared. They see the youth. And not the ones playing Xbox that don't care, but the real youth that are going to be the 5-10% are now, their brains are lighting up for liberty, and that scares the system.
Yeah, oh, exactly right. And it's in a different context, Alex. I don't want to overstate the analogy, but if we look right now in the White House, you know, we have someone in the White House who's black, but he's really there because people 40 or 50 years, and I was involved in the civil rights movement as well, were working. They aren't in the White House, and I don't think he really understands what was necessary in order to propel him there. This is a different issue with regard to race, but we're talking about basically the same thing. And what's so magnificent about Ron Paul is that he doesn't care. If he's not the one who occupies the White House and someone else stands on his shoulders and gets in the Oval Office, he'll clap. He'll be the first one to clap, even though he's the one, by all merit and justice, who ought to be there. And that is the earmark of someone who's truly great. It's statesmanship's finest hour when you have someone like Ron Paul.
Well, we can't overstate it. And in final conclusion, he is founding father material. If Ron Paul could be teleported back 235, 240 years ago, would he not be, you know, amongst the greats there?
Absolutely. And of all those running for office, he's the only one who had been given an invitation to enter the Constitutional Convention of 1787 in Philadelphia. All the others would have been given no vacancy or eviction notice.
Beautiful. Bruce Fine, you're doing a great job. So how are you advising the campaign, just on constitutional issues?
Well, I'm senior policy advisor. You can imagine it's rather hectic. The travel campaign is very, very hectic. So write op-eds, speak on shows like this, and give guidance there. I think we think in such automatic same furrows, we don't really have to talk to know exactly what kind of approach to take on this. And that's, the great thing about Ron. I don't have to memorize, well, what was he yesterday before today? You know, like all the other candidates, you never know. you're expressing their viewpoint where the human weather vane has changed. So it's really a delight for working with Ron and his team there. I think everybody is really devoted. None of this self-aggrandizement or pettiness. So it's going to be one of my memories for life, whether we ultimately win or lose.
What can we do more than anything to help the campaign? A lot of people don't know about trying to be involved in the party caucuses. They don't know about being delegates. They don't understand that right now every little thing they do is going to have a huge effect. The system has been trying to black him out and give him 89 seconds in a debate because they're scared.
Well, the best thing to do is write letters to the media saying, why are you blacking out Ron Paul? He should get same prominence commensurate with his popularity as others. And also, again, talk to friends and find out what the rules are in your particular state. Every state has different ground rules for whether it's caucus or primary about how you come out, how you vote, how you can make certain that your voice is heard at the primary state. So master that so you know exactly when, where, and how, and encourage all your friends to show up. But you're exactly right, Alex. Where a whole lot of penetration can be made is the young people, because they haven't been co-opted into the military-industrial complex yet. And they're the ones who can make a huge difference in the primary states by turning out. They've got a lot of kinetic energy. And they're really the ones who have, in some sense, the most at stake, because unless this trajectory changes and the way that Ron Paul is pointing towards, they will inherit, if it's not a total tyranny, it'll be a semi-tyranny, and they have a very, very difficult time extricating themselves. So if they want to enjoy the liberties they got now, they may have to focus themselves on this particular presidential race.
And some are listening right now who won't take it to heart, but the seed is planted, and as things get worse, they'll remember. Bruce Fine, incredible interview, Godspeed, and I'm glad Ron Paul's got you in there as being the senior policy advisor. He couldn't have found somebody better. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Good day.
Thank you. All right, there goes Bruce Fine. Very, very exciting to hear that. And, of course, he's going to get attacked a lot and everything, a lot of disinformation and stuff, because the system is scared to death of what's happening. But Bruce Fine definitely burns with a desire for liberty, and that's very exciting. Okay, I'm going to come back. I've already pretty much gotten into Iran, but I'm going to hit that. Obviously, do some overdrive for all the folks that are holding, the military people that are holding. Very powerful broadcast today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Nightly news is tonight at 7, by the way, 7 Central.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Test of Liberty. Look at these headlines. Iran blasts completely destroyed major missile testing site, they tell us weeks later. Israel and U.S. intelligence officials tell New York Times recent explosion at military base near Tehran was a major setback to Iran's long-range missile program, and Israel tacitly admits they did it. Here's a U.S.-Israel covert war against Iran. and Iran is sitting there and taking it. Again, it's just like Bruce Fine just said, this is madness. And I've been talking to Lindsey Williams. We're going to get him on the next few days. He's saying he talked to his globalist source. I know who it is. And they're saying they're trying to trick Iran into responding. And Iran's now saying they might block the Strait of Hormuz or something. That's falling right into the trap. And I know it's hard for a country to take all this, but we do not want this new war. But the globalists need it as a political distraction. Here's another one, Jerusalem Post. Embattled Assad may start conflict with Israel. They go on to report that the real possibility, Israel's Mossad chief says, that Assad will try to engage Israel's military in order to deflect attention from massacre. Oh, you mean governments launch wars for political purposes to distract? That the shoe goes on the other foot for Netanyahu, wanting to launch this thing with Iran. Just like jumping into a bear trap. Israel's going to be attacked on every side. And then the United States is going to be drug in. And then there'll be terror attacks, whether they're real or manufactured. You can see where this is going. That'll be a nice political diversion while the bankers rob us. Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee Chairman Saul Mofaz warned Monday, if I'm pronouncing that right, that the duress which Syrian President Assad finds himself could soon lead to an armed conflict between Syria and Israel. The closer the Assad regime in Syria gets to the death's door, the bigger the threat against Israel becomes. He went on to tell Army Radio, and that's true. The globalists are really trying to destabilize that whole area. Here's another one. Mysterious blast slaying suggests covert efforts in Iran. Bush launched them 5 years ago. I've been talking about it ever since. It's like if the government doesn't admit something, the media is so stupid, they can't even get the press release Bush put out at the White House 5 years ago. Like, I should have my writers write another article about it just because the morons in mainstream media either don't know or aren't allowed to report it to people. Gee, I wonder if all these big explosions at military bases are some kind of covert strikes. Gee, I wonder if all these leaders getting assassinated is an operation. U.S. official says no sign Iran shot down drone. That was Reuters a few days ago. But now this is out today, Fox News. U.S. military sources, Iran has missing drone, some $6 million, 90-foot wingspan giant drone. Who knows if that thing's even dropping bombs? And again, why doesn't Iran want to admit all this? Because it makes them look weak. Their public would get really mad if they sit there and take these attacks. There's a report here they're going to be exporting more of our gasoline out of the country, right, as quantities go down. That's some of the key news there. I didn't even really get into all this financial news. This is so important. Fed may give loans to IMF to help Eurozone. Again, they've already given them loans. It's their subsidiary, so they're not giving a group loans. It's a total scam. The loans are at 0% interest. They loan it out, so it's free money. Continuing here, there's reports the Fed to fund IMF bypassing congressional refusal on European bailout. Merkozy, they're now combining the names of Merkel and Sarkozy, under pressure to agree to budget master plan. And the agreement on the bailout of Europe is the transfer of all sovereignty and power to the private megabanks. Incredible news there. Gingrich favors juries, but not for Americans, just for illegal aliens. Doesn't want you to have juries, but wants illegal aliens to have them. Can't make this up. Donald Trump, again, dismisses Ron Paul as a joke. Donald Trump is a casino-owning thug joke. Piece of trash. That's it for the main transmission. Call's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.